Broadcasting from Foothill College, this is KFJC Los Altos Hills.
Effortlessly beckoning you inside. The sleek stainless steel DeLorean. Beautifully crafted for long life. The DeLorean is one of the most awaited automobiles in automotive history. Drive the DeLorean. Live the dream today.
This is KFJC 89.7, and we are...
Lisa Aaron Slodovan.
We're doing a special on Future Synth. If you've been listening to us for the last hour, you are fully immersed in the sounds of the 80s, and folks today who are taking those sounds and reinterpreting them. We have been listening to... We're actually listening to Klaus Schulze, the soundtrack to the film Angst. The song is called Pain. Before that, a DeLorean TV commercial from 1986. Before that, Todd Terry, doing DeLorean Dynamite. That's a newer piece. Miami Night, Ocean Drive on the Turbulence album. Then the Knight Rider trailer for the TV show. Sagittarius 5 did Lucidator on the Renegade album. Stu Phillips did the Knight Rider theme. Then there was a Pontiac Firebird ad, and then we had the Escape from New York bank robbery soundtrack. So car culture, very important to Future Synth. Fast wheels, fast drive-in.
And the other thing...
Shades on.
Yeah, and, you know, sticking with the Outrun theme, a lot of these albums that you'll see, the Future Synth artists today, a lot of their albums all have 80s cars on them. The aesthetic is set around the 80s car culture.
Hence the fascination with it and interesting look into the roots of it with the film Drive. We played the selection by Kavinsky earlier. Drive, of course, being about a man who's trying to drive his people around to safety for the whole movie. So it fits in a very fast car, retro car, if I'm not mistaken, like some kind of probably 80s sports car.
Yeah, I think it's an 80s sports car. Yeah. And the thing about Drive for me is that's when the Drive soundtrack came out. It kind of opened my eyes to this whole future synth. I didn't realize at the time that there was this huge underground scene of people, of these artists, you know. And most of these artists are bedroom artists. They're people in their homes with their computers, you know, with programs like Pro Tools and Ableton that come in with special future synth plugins that they're actually called future synth. And we'll talk about some of that later. But Drive, the soundtrack was so 80s influenced. And even if you've seen the movie, even the opening logo is like the Miami Vice font in bright pink neon. And it's very 80s influenced. visually and musically as well. That's how I stumbled upon this future wave, synth wave sound and scene, and I've just loved it ever since.
We'll talk more as the evening progresses and the morning comes up about the culture itself, how it's so underground, and it's sort of so underground that even for a long, long time it wasn't even written about in Pitchfork. So now that's the ultimate thumbs up for sometimes people at our station about, is this a new thing? And for a lot of other people, like, this is so unknown. And it's starting to go out there a little bit bigger now. But so we talked a lot about car culture, TV shows, of course, action. Now we're going to get into the horror film and the horror film culture, soundtracks that influenced future synth also.
And going back to the Todd Thierry piece, that album was on a lot of the top 10 lists for 2014 last year, and I didn't catch on until I heard it this year, and it's actually a really great release. I highly recommend it. But yeah,
we are going to listen to a little bit of some John Carpenter and Alan Howarth. John Carpenter, of course, the maker of such classic films as Halloween, Escape from New York, Assault on Precinct 13, The Fog, also known for making his own soundtracks. Some people call them kind of cheesy and cheap. Other people found them fascinating and really exciting in that he, just used synthesizer and made these really challenging, fascinating, exciting soundtracks, which a lot of the future synth fans have jumped onto. We're going to listen to Chariots of Pumpkins from Halloween 3, Season of the Witch, on Death Waltz. Death Waltz label has been re-releasing a lot of 80s horror film soundtracks. Thank you so much, Italian horror film and other, and they're a good resource. So John Carpenter, Alan Howarth, 89.7, the two of us, Slow Divine and Naysayer, Future Synth, thanks for listening.
KFJC.
the one, the only, the classic Halloween.
Halloween night. A small American town. 15 years ago.
I spent 8 years trying to reach him, and then another 7 trying to keep him locked up because I realized that what was living behind that boy's eyes was purely and simply evil. I think he'll come back.
Exploring uncharted territory.
Been totally charted.
Just talk.
Sure.
The only reason she babysits would have.
Halloween.
This is KFJC.
We'll be right back. She is seductive. She is passionate. She is possessive. She is pure. Evil. She is Christine, a 1958 Plymouth Fury, possessed by hell. Her previous owner is not alive to warn her present one. Once she lures you behind the wheel, you will be hers, body and soul. There is no place you can hide, no place you can run, and nothing you can do can stop her. Because how do you kill something that can't possibly be alive? Christine. Body by Plymouth. Soul by Satan.
Thank you.
tuned into 89.7 KFJC. I'm Soda Vine with
Naysayer right here.
And right now we're in the middle of the Future Synth Mayhem Special. In the background, we're hearing the soundtrack for It Follows. And the artist on the soundtrack is Disaster Piece. But before I get to this, let me go back and read off all the songs you just heard for the last half an hour. We started off that set with the John Carpenter, Alan Howarth track Chariots of Pumpkin from the Halloween 3 Season of the Witch soundtrack. We played the Halloween original trailer. We played John Carpenter's The Main Theme to Halloween. And John Carpenter last year released The Lost Themes album, which is really great. It's a bunch of music he put together, never had time to put out. And the track we heard was Vortex. Roberto Donati gave us Cannibal Ferox.
Cannibal Ferox theme.
Sorry for butchering.
One of the most banned films of all time, but with a really good soundtrack.
And you'll be noticing a theme here. We heard from Perturbator from the I Am the Night track album, and that track was I Am the Night. And one of the interesting things I find about that particular song is it feels like there's somebody behind you with a knife.
Very much so, which fits our theme, what we're talking about in the second hour here.
Yeah. And then we played the trailer to Christine, which John Carpenter, of course, did. We played a newer track from Matt Nita, and that track was called No Reply from the Advance Party, which brings us to now.
To Disaster Piece. And Disaster Piece has made the soundtrack to this new film called It Follows. It Follows was meant to be a small film, probably just a very short release, and then going on to DVD or onto Netflix and such. But actually, it hit, and people really like it, and it's quite frightening in that it's not overly gory. It's just fear-based and threatening, and when you hear the soundtrack as you're listening to it, you can hear how disturbing it is.
Right. And so It Follows was directed by David Robert Mitchell, and he initially approached Disaster Piece because Disaster Piece scored a game called Fez, which was very popular in the online gaming community, and the director really liked it and approached him to do the music. They talked a bit about it, and they realized they might do some guitar, they might do some other kind of aesthetic, but ultimately, over time, they decided that synths really were where it was at for the soundtrack. And because I'm a chicken and I haven't seen the movie yet, and I would like to, but it needs
to
be daytime.
Together. We can be chickens together.
But one of the most important things that Disaster Piece wanted to do was make the music its own character. And I often find, looking back on movies of the 80s, especially horror movies, the music seemed to be a character. You know, a lot of soundtracks from the 80s, you know, were huge releases, you know, like Nightmare on Elm Street and Halloween and some other horror movies.
Friday the 13th.
Yeah, the sound, you know, John Carpenter and other
Phantasm.
Artists. Phantasm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's a great movie. But
scary.
The soundtracks became hugely popular. What was that?
Watch out for the silver ball.
Oh. But the soundtracks became hugely popular, and we've seen an off and on resurgence of that. In today, especially with the future synth stuff like Drive, the soundtrack to Drive, where there isn't really an official soundtrack to Drive, but you can find pieces of it online. And you know, that is another movie. Drive is yet another movie where the soundtrack was its own character. Mm-hmm. And so, getting back to Disaster Piece and the movie It Follows, they really, really were well, obviously influenced by John Carpenter, and John Cage was also an influence on the movie, the soundtrack of that movie.
Also Penderecki, I think he said, was an influence on his two symphonies.
Yes, he did. Everything, all the instrumentation you hear on this soundtrack in the background It Follows is all custom. Is everything he put together. He made synth patches using, you know, Pro Tools and Ableton, and he really felt that making patches and using synths was the most easiest and direct way for him to get the sounds that he was looking for, to manipulate and to create this haunting soundtrack.
It definitely adds to the film. You can sense what's going on by listening to the music. And if you've been listening to us for the last hour and 45 minutes, you can definitely hear the roots of where this comes from. There's definitely a history going on here that people are pulling from.
Right, you know, definitely. As you can hear in the background, just the creeping and the scary and the scare factor. It's not there to get you, but it feels like it might be there to get you. And it really builds on that intensity using different sound patches and different synth sounds, as you can hear.
What we'll try to do later on is maybe we'll try to play a piece of Fez also, so you can hear
this. Yeah, because Disaster Piece, he came from the gaming world and game scoring, and he found that, you know, scoring films was a really nice reprieve from working on games, because he had been working on games for so long, and he's been doing, you know, he does all sorts of coding and game playing and problem solving, and he found that scoring music was much easier and much more enjoyable. So we're going to listen to this for a little bit longer. If you want to find more about Disaster Piece, you can find him online at disasterpiece.com. And you can also find his other music online as well. The soundtrack for Fez is available for your listening pleasure online.
We talk a lot about being online, and that's one of the important things about Future Synth and all of these new movements, is that a lot of it is internet-based. They're internet labels. They're not putting out CDs or LPs. It's all pulled from the internet. And again, it goes to that idea of sort of in your basement, in your bedroom kind of production. And now Disaster Piece is actually getting quite popular.
Right. I know that he's been asked to work on other soundtracks, so I'm excited to see what else comes out from him in the near future.
Right. So sit back, listen, and then we'll be adding a few more things as we go along.
This is Slow Divine.
And Naysayer, we're doing the Future Synth special. And if you're interested in what we're doing, if you like, if you have comments, we'd love to hear from you if we're not running around. We're having a blast. So 650-941-2500, 650-941-2500. Say something nice. If you have a memory of some 80s things or something that you're making a connection to also, we'd love to hear it. Thanks for listening.
And you can also find our playlist online at kfjc.org. You can see what we played and see if there's something that floats your boat. You can find yourself online here on 89.7
KFJC.
We'll be right back.